This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Audrey Raj.
As usual, on a Friday. And every other day. We're with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. And if you'd like to get in touch with the show this afternoon, WhatsApp is the way to do it. 018-789-8899. Text us on that number if you'd like to tweet us, or if you'd like to get in touch with our Instagram. Our handle is at BFM Radio. Today we're talking about technology, mainly about whether or not it helps or hurts your focus. This is on the back of an app that has been released, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes. And then what else are we talking about after that, Audrey?
We are talking about another app that could help your teenage children deal with awkward questions on sex.
See, there was a lot of umming and ahhing there, wasn't there?
Yeah, we're not going to get to the story later if that
exactly.
happens.
Exactly. It's a little bit awkward to discuss, yes. But it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Story number three, how to KonMari your work life.
Oh, yeah. Marie Kondo's not just useful for at home, guys.
She's not going anywhere just yet, is she? And then we'll be wrapping up with a story about how you are being judged at work, especially if you work in an open office.
Ugh.
Right, let's talk about tech. Chris, take it away.
Okay, so the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because there was an article on The Star that came out about technically a game on an app. The app already existed, but there's a specific game on it that has been released recently that is supposed to help you to improve your ability to focus. So it's called Decoder, and it's part of the Peak Brain Training app that's available on the Apple App Store as well. And what researchers did was they got healthy young adults to play the game twice a week for a month, and then they got another group of them to play bingo instead, and then another group of them to continue on with
without anything,
right? And apparently the results of that study showed that the people who played Decoder had improved focus and performed better on a cognitive test than the other two groups as well.
What does this game do? How does it, you know?
I mean, the thing is that I would assume that it has something to do with some sort of quiz or some sort of focus thing, but I actually did download the app myself, the Peak Brain app, and I couldn't actually access that particular game without paying for it, which is a bit awkward in the whole research situation.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, apparently it helps,
right,
is the point. I mean, there were other focus games that I could access. And so those, the one that I played was basically sorting two different images. So you swipe left to, let's say, put the red one, and then you swipe right to put the green one, and it just tests you on how fast you're able to do it and if you make any mistakes, basically. So I guess it would be something similar to that.
So we have no idea what Decoder
actually
does.
I actually read a little bit about it. And what it does is it flashes up a whole bunch of numbers, right?
Mm.
And you're supposed to look at these numbers and see if they have some kind of pattern.
Right.
And then what they do is that the test that they do a little bit later on is a very similar kind of thing. They throw up, it's 100 minutes, 100 numbers per minute, and you're supposed to spot within that 1 minute how many sets of patterns there are.
Mm.
And if you've used the Decoder app, of course, it's kind of helped, I suppose, train you in a way to spot these patterns a little bit earlier.
And then there's a test after.
And then there's a test afterwards, yeah.
I mean,
not my idea of a fun game, though.
No, sounds kind of stressful.
Not really. I mean, I do actually quite like the idea of kind of gamifying, you know, things that are supposed to help you, you know. But, I mean, I have a few kind of issues with this. First of all, the reason why I wanted to bring it up in the first place is because we often blame technology for helping us lose focus instead of gain focus, right? So, you know, we often say it's distracting, but there's now this kind of surge of apps that are supposed to help you focus, including, you know, games like Decoder and including apps like this Peak Brain Training app, you know. And there's like there are a lot of the focus apps that are out there tend to focus on blocking things. So there's things for like, okay, you know, don't access your phone for this long, or, you know, it will force quit an app or something like that. Or, you know, there's even stuff about an app that has lyric-free music that's supposed to help you focus, things like that.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to ask people if they use technology to help their focus, or if they think it hurts their focus entirely.
I was thinking about this earlier, and I thought to myself, when am I the most focused? And often it's when I am using a piece of tech to achieve a specific result. For example, when I'm editing an interview,
yeah.
or if I'm piecing together a piece of music or something like that, I often find that time kind of stands still whilst I'm using, you know, the software.
Mm.
And things will be happening around me and I'll not even notice what time of day it is.
Exactly.
That is as long as my phone is nowhere near my eye line.
Interesting.
Right? And then I'll be totally focused in that place. You know what it's like. You get in that zone and it kind of takes over, right?
Right.
But if my phone is around, that's it. You know, I find myself gravitating towards, I'll just quickly check.
Right.
But as soon as the phone's out of the way, great, I'm fine. I'm focused.
Hmm. Okay, well, for me, I think that I use technology to help me focus. I have an app on my phone called Headspace that kind of lets me not really meditate, but just kind of keeps me focused on one thing for about 10 minutes. Mm. And I find that right after that, I feel refreshed. I feel like I'm able to focus on things better. And I've been using it now for maybe a month, and I think it's helped a great deal.
Mm.
Another app that's helped me focus, I guess, well, not really. Focus, but helps keep me centered on something is Google Playbooks. You know, just reading a book on your phone sometimes can just give you that element of escapism. And then I find myself not thinking about all the other things or like what I've got to do for the rest of the day or about work. And that's helped as well. So I guess these are the kind of apps that help me focus. And it helps with, I guess, mental health, if you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it's weird because I'm actually quite an introverted person, but I like talking. So a lot of the times in the office, I have my headphones on. And, you know, even when I'm not necessarily editing audio, because I'm usually listening to something, if it's music or if it's like a YouTuber that I've watched a lot. So I kind of like use that as white noise and so that I can focus on like writing interview questions or doing research because that helps me block stuff out. I physically can't really focus for like more than 5 seconds without that.
Mm.
So I think it's really interesting that, you know, for me, technology definitely helps a lot more than it hurts.
It's interesting you bring up the idea of white noise and having to use something else to kind of block out distraction. Mm. I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Even if I'm the TV is on at home and I'm not necessarily watching something, just that, you know,
the hum,
the sound of something
absolutely.
Else in the background is you know, enough to kind of push me along to do something else. Interesting. Folks, let us know what you think then. You know, for you, does technology help or hurt your focus? Have you found ways of making technology, like Audrey has, to help you focus on certain things? And like me, have you found yourself being distracted by your phone or something else? Or do you, like Christine, have to wear a pair of headphones or something to keep focused on something else for more than 5 seconds? Let us know via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the number on WhatsApp. If you want to get us via Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Let's open up. Let's have a bit of a chat about it. We are with you all the way through until 1. When we come back, we are talking about that app, another app that might help you talk about those awkward birds and bees situations with people. See how awkward it is for us to even talk about it. Don't go anywhere. Music coming up next. It is Block Party with This Modern Love here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.